Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she has a real understanding of who you are, your nature, and your character, so that she cannot be deceived and that she truly humbles herself before you to get to know who you really are and stays away from deceptions, and that she cleaves to her Bible to help her see what really is the truth in these deceiving times. And I ask also too for her safekeeping, any of her loved ones that she's praying for. Ask all these praise blessings in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I want to just address something because I made a comment about how I was talking about the feather dust, how this one this I'm really sorry, I'm gonna laugh. It's just, okay, this one pastor was talking about feather dust and glitter or something like that falling from the ceiling, and he was saying that God's realm was breaking into our realm, okay, and how that is just not true, okay. I made a comment saying they blow the roof off of that place. And I want to address that too and explain that because some sisters, if you're not familiar with the scripture, might think to yourself, well, why would he blow the roof off of a church? That doesn't make any sense, you know what I mean? Not understanding that comment. So I'm just going to explain it from scripture, okay? Because what this pastor was saying was that feather dust or feathers or something or glitter, but it was something like that, feathers and glitter were falling from the ceiling, and that God's realm was breaking through to our realm, okay? Now, this is why this is not biblical, okay? This is what is going to happen when God's realm breaks through to our realm, because it's going to happen. Okay, it will happen, and it talks about what will happen when it happens in scripture. This is Revelation chapter 19, starting verse 11. And I saw heaven opened. Okay, so God's realm breaking into our realm. And behold, a white horse, and he that sitteth upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. This is Christ. Okay, once again, God's realm breaking through to our realm. And Christ being revealed to the world, okay? His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name was called the Word of God. This is Jesus Christ. Once again, God's realm breaking through to our realm, this world, okay? No feather dust, no glitter. Hear the word of God, okay? Verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in white linen and in fine linen, I'm sorry, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. Okay. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Okay. Verse 17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Okay. So that's what's going to happen, okay, when his realm, God's realm, breaks through to our realm. No feather dust, no glitter. Those are devils doing things like that, okay? Righteousness. And the question is why? Well, because in order for his realm to break through to our realm, because remember, the whole world's not going to be covered in the blood of Christ, okay? They don't have that covenant with God. Those who do, okay, will be safe, and they're going to be carried away and safe, okay, from the wrath of God. You're not appointed to the wrath, but everyone else will be appointed to that wrath. When the revelation of Christ comes, no feather dust, no glitter. Okay, that's why I made that comment. He'll blow the roof off of that place. And you need to know that Jesus. You need to know that Christ, okay, when he's talking to you, okay? Because everything that he does, okay, it just has that strong savor of eternity, okay? And this is why, okay, once again, your only protection, if you've got sin in your life, okay, all right, and you're hearing stuff talking to you, okay, and it's not talking to you directly about your sin, okay, you know, you just really, you got something going on around you, okay, and you need to be practicing discernment, okay, because what happens is, this is Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 13, it says, is the Lord teaching his disciples how to pray. It says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. When you've got that stuff going on and you're naked, okay, that's why you need to fear God and walk in his righteousness and holiness, okay? Because when you're found naked in those spots, you'll be led into temptation, and there will be something there that will talk to you. And it's not God. And it's going to do what? Lead you into temptation. And then you'll see yourself, and unfortunately, you're headed towards a fall at that point. And you'll find yourself naked, okay? And your shame will be exposed, okay? So you want to repent, okay? Your best protection from those deceptions, okay, of those deceiving spirits that like to counterfeit the Holy Ghost is your own holiness and righteousness. Your righteousness found in the faith of Jesus Christ, okay? His righteousness, not your own works, okay? Not what you do, because that's also naked, okay? But his righteousness and his holiness, okay? Which basically is just walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost every single day, like it says in the book of Acts. And then you're found clothed, okay? So leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, bearing fruit for your glory and your glory alone, and that she loves you. Ask all these prayers, you've always sent Jesus' name. Amen.